Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show. And thank you all for tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been on vacation, but I am back with some fresh news stories for our local community. I don't want to keep you waiting, so let's get into today's news story. La Régie Intermunicipale de Gestion des Matières Résiduelles de Brome-Missisquoi, who oversees the regional landfill, composting facility, and eco center in Cownsville, has found a new name in Zone Eco. With this new name came the announcement of three new projects that are in the works. According to David Brumsby, general manager of Zone Eco, these three projects are significant to the development of responsible waste management, and they are pertinent to addressing the life expectancy of the landfill and other environmental issues. CIDI had the chance to speak with David about these three new projects, the environmental concerns they will help address, and the current state of our landfill. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. David, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for joining CIDI. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
So, David, we are here today because the group that manages the regional eco center in Cownsville, now known as Zone Eco, and with that new name, from my understanding, came an invitation to the public to visit the various existing facilities at the eco center in Cownsville, where you also announced other projects in the works for the site. So before we dive into that a little bit more, I was wondering if you could just start off by introducing Zone Eco and the Eco Center to our listeners. I had the opportunity to speak to the MRC last year regarding the reuse space, but we didn't go into much detail about the other existing facilities on the site. So perhaps you'd like to highlight that a little bit more for those who aren't aware.
We gave ourselves a new commercial name, which is Zone Eco. Like you said previously, the name was quite long to try and say and didn't really relate to anyone. So the Zone Eco, well, we're responsible for receiving all the garbage. So we're the landfill of Brome-Missisquoi. We also operate the compost platform. We have installations to do all the environmental control for the landfill and the compost platform. So we have a water treatment that's on site, which works like a municipal water treatment facility, but it's exclusive for our operations, as well as a installation to burn the gas, which is emitted from the landfill. So like I'm saying, we manage the waste. We have the landfill. We have the compost platform. We also have the Eco Center, which has been open since 2020, which receives all the residents of Brome-Missisquoi. And last year, we started the Espace Réemploi, which is the reuse facility where people can leave articles for free and other people can just show up and take the articles that were left. Over the past few years, we've developed a lot of our activities relating to environmental control, and we're very proud of the efforts that have been done. One of the projects was investing in our water treatment facility to make sure that it was up to date with all the environmental climate change.
Okay. And yeah, like we mentioned, there are three new projects in the works, from my understanding, one of them related to biogas. And also, from my understanding, there is a plans to create a specific space for construction, renovation, and demolition materials and expanding the composting facilities. So before we go into those projects a little bit more, I was wondering why Zone Eco decided to expand the facilities that exist at this time and to bring these additional facilities to life.
Well, Zone Eco is a municipal organization, and so we're very attentive to what's going on in the region, the different changes that are happening in our area. We want to be proactive in the development of responsible waste management and the impact that it can have on the environment. We see that, example for the compost platform and the project that we have to make it bigger. At the moment, we collect all the brown bins from Brome-Missisquoi and Ochamaska come to our site. However, there's not any real big, large-scale participation for the commerce, the institutions such as schools, and some of the local industries. In order to be able to help facilitate their participation and to be equipped to receive the organic waste instead of sending it to the landfill to create methane, we want to be able to take that organic waste and create compost that we can give back to the municipalities and to the citizens of Brome-Missisquoi for free. We're looking at expanding the compost platform for that reason, to go get the organic waste, which we haven't been able to go get just yet. we've one step at a time. And as far as for the construction renovation material, about 35 to 40% of the waste that's being landfilled today is construction material on different job sites in the region. And so we want to look at trying to go to get any wood, any steel, any material that could, which could be recycled essentially, instead of being wasted in the landfill, to try to give it a second purpose. As much as we're proud of the job that we do here, and we're very good at protecting the environment while landfilling, it's not our priority to landfill. It's really to try and properly manage the waste through the available markets that exist.
Okay. And now, could you've kind of touched on them a little bit, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to expand further on these projects a little bit more for our listeners, perhaps what they will look like exactly and what people can expect once they are up and running or implemented at the site.
One of the projects that we're actually working on right now, which should be started for the end of the year, is instead of burning all the gas which is emitted from the landfill, it's all going to be injected into Energie's natural gas lines. It won't be emitting carbon dioxide anymore in the atmosphere. It'll be really reused as a renewable gas. For the expansion of the compost platform, the impact will be regional in the sense that people who are living in apartment buildings right now don't necessarily have access to having their organic material composted, so their kitchen waste composted, as well as any industries or restaurants in the region that aren't participating right now. So people of Brown-Séquard, hopefully in the next few years, will be able to get a good service environmentally and have the confidence that their waste is being sent into the better avenues than just directly to the landfill. A lot of people don't realize that their waste goes from a truck, from the side of the road to a truck directly into the landfill, and there's no sorting. So a lot of it is going to be sorting at home, like people do already with the brown bin. And for the construction renovation material, well, the impact is going to be that the municipal landfill, which we operate, hopefully will be around longer and won't fill up as fast. So that'll help control costs for taxpaying dollars that people pay to manage their waste. So those are some of the more direct impacts that people might get.
Why don't we speak a little bit more about the landfill, actually? You're speaking about how these projects will have a positive impact in terms of diverting waste from the landfill into these other facilities. What does the landfill look like right now? Why are these projects so important for diverting that waste from the landfill? What state is it in right now? Are you able to highlight that a little bit more?
Yeah, well, at the moment, our landfill is authorized to operate for what is about another 22 years, depending on how much annual waste comes in. If the waste is reduced significantly, well, it will help increase the lifespan of the landfill. A lot of it has to do as well with creating less methane, and that's one of the reasons why we're so proactive in the compost and wanting to build and to optimize as much the organic material going onto the compost platform and not into the landfill. Because the more we landfill organic material, the more methane gas will be created, which is 20 times more destructive for the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. So by diverting that organic waste directly to the compost platform, there are direct impacts that we can have on the carbon emissions of Brown-Séquard. And it's the same thing for the construction material. It's wood is organic, so it will biodegrade and it will create additional methane that needs to be controlled. We want to try and give like I was mentioning, all waste, even if it's somebody's waste, well, it can be somebody else's matière première, so somebody else can reuse it, or it can be reused in different industries like the wood or the steel or gyprock.
Yeah, so these projects are all about just, you know, continuing your mission to manage waste as best as possible here in the region and to limit your environmental footprint, essentially.
Exactly.
Now, one of my last questions for you was, you know, why is it important for citizens to have access to a space like the Eco Center and its facilities and the landfill and whatnot? Have you noticed a change in people's habits when it comes to managing their waste when they have access to these types of facilities? Or do you think more work needs to be done in making people aware?
We feel that it's an ongoing job. Even we were very happy to have the Eco Center here because people can have a direct direct impact of what's happening with their waste and speak directly with the employees when they come to the Eco Center to know what's happening with their paint cans. Why is it better to put their paint can or bring their paint can to the Eco Center instead of putting it in your garbage bin where it shouldn't go? It has that impact of reinforcing the positive actions to help protect the environment. Like you were mentioning, the open house we did is an annual event that we do, that we've been doing for the last couple of years. And it's really eye opening for the visitors when they come to see the impact that the different programs that are being put in place on the municipal level are having on the environment and on their waste. We're always very open to receive school visits. So we've had different elementary schools from Callansville and from Bedford come to visit our installation so we can show the younger generations that are around the 5th or 6th grade what the impact is of sorting their garbage properly and bringing it to the proper spots. It's going to be an ongoing challenge to encourage everyone to put the things in the right spot and to participate. But when they come and visit, they can see the impacts that their efforts are having on a large scale.
Yeah, and like it's been mentioned a lot of times in a lot of the interviews that I've done that there are a lot of new people moving here to the area, putting more pressure on our area, obviously, who might not be aware of this either. So that kind of helps in that sense as well.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I know the MRC puts a lot of publications in the local newspapers and online. And we have a new website as well, zoneeco.ca. So I encourage everyone to go and consult our website and consult the MRC's website to get information on what to do with their waste. And when people come visit the Eco Center, asking the employees is probably one of the best resources to know exactly what people can do with their material and what happens with the stuff once they bring it here.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, David, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention in regards to the role that the Eco Center plays here in the region or these projects that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Well, it's an ongoing effort, and we want to make sure that people feel welcome to come and talk to us and ask us their questions. We already had our open house this year, but next year we'll be doing another open house, and we'll be able to share more information about how we close garbage cells, and we'll be able to also show the visitors next year the biogas recovery project that I mentioned earlier. Every small action that people do counts, so sometimes people might not realize that the paint can doesn't go in the garbage, but the impact that it has on the site and on the cost of landfilling and on the environmental quality is more important than they realize. Every small action that everybody does counts on a large scale at our site.
Well, thank you so much again, David, for chatting with us. And if there's ever anything, please feel free to reach out.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.